Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required.
Got some changes here for Mountain Homes. Spurlock is taking over in right. Stone is the new catcher. Manus is going to second.
Is that all?
Who's the third?
Brett Manus.
Oh, okay. So Manus is going to third. And looks like, trying to see numbers real quick here. Looks like Cheney is still going to be a second. And Stone takes over behind the plate. Spurlock in right for Mountain Home. Jones will stay on the mound as we move to the fifth inning. 12-1. Keene, New Hampshire with the lead over Mountain Home. Tell you what, we've been so lucky with the weather for the tournament. One, not only the cool weather, 15 degrees cooler than what we're used to this time of year. Not a heat index of 105, and also with the rain. It rained a little bit at Mountain Home this morning, but of course with this artificial turf, you can play pretty quick as soon as the rain is done. Heavy rain this afternoon, late afternoon, just to the east and north of town, but it missed here. Moore's at the plate, takes the first pitch for a strike. Moore's hit by a pitch, stole a base, scored in the first. Two-run double in the second. Walk in the fourth. Been on base three times, scored twice. There's a call strike. One and two the count. Next pitch from Jackson. Called, strike three. Like a pretty good pitch, but especially with a 12-1 game, you better be swinging the bat. So Jackson sets down the first batter he faces here in the fifth. Yardley has re-entered the game. Walked and struck out, hits this one. Be a foul ball. One to Yardley, Putnam the catcher, winning to bat next for Keene here in this fifth inning. The 0-1 from Jones. Spins him around in the box and it's a called strike. 0-2 the count. It's a 12-1 ball game. Late in the game, you better be swinging. The 0-2. Hit in the air, left side. Harris, the left fielder, will make the catch for Mountain Home. So two outs. And Kevin Putnam, the keen catcher, will come to the plate. We keep saying keen. It's actually Greater Keene. Keene, Swansea, Marlborough, and Winchester, the towns that make up the league. Most of the players from Keene, though. It's this one into left center field. It's going to fall in for a base hit. Putnam now 2 for 4 with 3 runs batted in. That's his second base hit. Brings Jacob Kidney to the plate. Kidney did a great job on the mound. 3 perfect innings. First pitch is taken outside for ball one. Conley waits to bat next. Throw to first, and boy, it's a wild throw. The error on the pitcher is going to allow the runner, Putnam, to move on down to second. Third error of the ball game by Mountain Home. Thank you. 1-0 the count to Kidney. Runner at second with 2 outs. Breaking ball that's stayed up for ball two. Two and oh to Kidney. The runner goes to third. He had a great jump. Pitcher never even checked on him and gets an easy stolen base. So Putnam runs at third. It's a 3-0 count to Kidney. Jones ready to work that 3-0 pitch. Outside for ball four. So now runners at the corners for Keene. 2 outs. Liam Conley at the plate. Putnam's had a big game. He's had 2 hits, driven in 3. Conley's had a big game. He's got 3 hits and driven in 2. First pitch is inside for ball one. Kidney takes second. That's his first stolen base of the game. Here's the 1-0 to Conley. Big swing and a miss. 1-1. If he gets on, McLaughlin waits to bat next. Conley with 3 singles on the night. Swing, and the ball gets away from the catcher, but not far enough for the runners to advance. 1-2, the count to Conley, and Jones a pitch away from ending this 5th inning, seeing if Mountain Home can hold Keene without a run for the first time this evening. Keene has scored in each of the first 4 innings. Here comes the 1-2. Ground, left side. That's going to be catcher's interference. Yep. Took the glove right off Stone, and with the catcher's interference, that's going to allow the runner to get first base. So bases are loaded now. So the base is loaded, 2 down, and it brings McLaughlin to the plate. First pitch is a strike. Jones ready. Here comes the 0-1. Called strike 2. comes ready again, a pitch away from end of the inning. Here's the 0-2. Outside for ball one. 1-2 now. Putnam runs at third. Kidney at second. Conley at first. All reaching after there were two outs. Let's see if Jones can get out of this jam. The 1-2. High. Ball two. Two-two count. Jones is ready. Hit in the air on the infield. This should do it. Jones over, makes the catch. So Greater Keene does not score in the fifth. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. Mount Holmes going to score two to keep going. Run rule could be in effect. It's 12-1 right now. Greater Keene, New Hampshire with the lead. You're listening to Mount Holmes Blue Storm Babe Ruth Baseball in the World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering, we're smoking.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
Well, the new pitcher for Keene, their third of the night, as Brannon moves over from shortstop, Connor Brannon. Yardley goes to shortstop. 12-1, Keene with the lead. Mount Holmes has to score two here to keep this one going. It's a 10-run rule after five, so if the Blue Storm doesn't come up with a couple of runs, this one will be over. 1-0 to Trent Jordan leading things off here in the fifth inning. There's a call strike, 1-1. Mountain Home able to score a run in the fourth. They still don't have a hit in the game. Jordan fouls this one back out of play. It's 1-2. They're able to score a run last inning with a couple of walks and wild pitch and a ground ball out. Jordan swing and a miss for the strikeout.
Number 23, Dodge Harris.
So the first hit of the first out, rather, of the fifth inning. Brings Dodge Harris to the plate. 0 for 1. First pitch is high. Ball 1. Next pitch is a called strike. It's 1-1. Well, I tell you what, Brannon gets the ball back, gets up there on the pitching rubber, and he's ready to go. He's a fast worker. Here comes the 1-1. Low and outside for ball 2. Here comes the 2-1. Hit into the air, left side. Foul territory, and it falls in foul. Three players giving chase. Nobody got there. And it's a strike. Strike two. 2-2 the count. Harris at the plate. Logan Ballard waiting to bat next for, Jackson's back in the game. That's right. He re-entered. So Jackson waiting to bat next. 3 and 2 the count to Harris. There's ball 4. Dodge Harris gets the one out walk.
Number 14, Jackson Jones.
And it brings Jackson Jones to the plate from Mount Snome. Started at first. Came out of the game for a little bit and back on the mound. Let's see if he can get Mountain Home's first hit of the night. Pitch is taken low. 1-0 to Jones with Chaney waiting to bat next. 12-1, it's Greater Keene, New Hampshire with the lead. Next pitch is low. 2-0 to Jones. Harrison runner over at first. There's a pitch on the outside corner. It's 2-1. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Throw to first, runner back in time. Two and one, the count to Jones. Runner from first is going. Ground ball left side, third baseman. Nice play. Conley makes the throw to first in time for the second out.
Number 6, Gage Chaney.
So Harris moves into scoring position, down at second, and Gage Chaney will come to the plate, and the Mountain on Blue Storm down to their final out. Brandon set, checks the runner, the pitch, check swing, fouls it right side, out of play. If Chaney can keep it going, Rickman waits in the on-deck circle. The pitch is behind the batter, and Putnam chases it down. 1-1 to Chaney. Harris, the runner at second with two down. Next pitch is outside, gets past Putnam all the way to the backstop, and wild pitch enables Harris to move down to third. 2-1 the count to Chaney. This one bounces up there, and Putnam with a nice scoop behind the plate. 3-1. Brandon set again, that 3-1 pitch. Taken for ball 4.
Catcher number 4, Keegan Rickman.
Time called as Putnam, the catcher, wants to go out and talk things over with this pitcher. So Jordan started the inning by striking out. Harris walks. Moved to second on the ground out. Moved to third on the wild pitch. And then Chaney with the walk. So runners at first and third for Mountain Home. Keegan Rickman is at the plate. The Mountain Home catcher is 0-for-1 on the evening. Blue Storm, no hits. Kidney went 3 perfect innings before they got him out, trying to save his pitch count. Throw to first, and Chaney dives back in safely. First and third here for Mountain Home. We're in the bottom of the fifth, 12-1. Greater Keene, New Hampshire with the lead. The pitch misses somewhere for ball 1. Here comes the next delivery. 2-0. Stone waits to bat next if Rickman's able to keep it going. There's a strike. It's 2-1. Brandon ready with that 2-1 pitch. Bounce right back to the pitcher. He'll have it. The throw to first. In time, Greater Keene, New Hampshire. No hits. Mounts home. Three pitchers combined on the no-hitter. And Keene wins it by a score of 12-1. We'll take a break. Come back. Wrap things up. Final stats here in just a moment. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm Babe Ruth team in the World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.